back with another episode of Insurance After Dark with my co-host here.
Hi.
No, Vera is not high.
Oh, hi. Like, nobody knows. If it's somebody else, I'm going to be pissed. So just assume that it's going to be me, people.
All the time, Vera.
Hi, guys.
So check this out. We recently were talking about something that a lot of you guys actually do. And I don't think anybody has ever really shined some light to this. Friends have been broken up. People have talked shit to each other. Relationships have been on the line. People leave the country. Okay, no, maybe not that. But it's the referral situation. You know, a lot of people says, oh, you know, I'll send you business. You send me business. Or even yet, let's not even talk about, we'll talk about referrals too. But what about splitting a deal? You know, there's a lot of things that it's all exciting in the beginning. Like, hey, Vera, I'm going to send you this client, take care of them, blah, blah, blah. Now, just because I don't tell you anything, should you not pay me? Is that expected, not expected? Am I expecting you to send me a referral back to me? Like, I think a lot of people don't really say what they really want in the beginning. And they send a client like, oh, yeah, I got you, this and that. You know, and it just doesn't work out. The worst ones, though, is when you start working with like a real estate agent. And not saying that the real estate agent is person's whack or anything. What I'm saying is that it's never really talked about like how the process works. Guys, like Vera, how much do you make on selling a homeowner's policy? If the policy was, yeah, let's just say the policy was $1,500 a year.
You mean as a referral or on the commission?
Well, I mean, commission-wise.
Oh, yeah. Average. I mean, you're lucky if you're getting 15%, if right? That.
Let's keep it 10%, right?
Yeah.
So you get what? $150.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it simple. So $150. And out of the $150, how much are you going to give the real estate agent?
Personally, I would not give them a part of the commission. I would give them a referral fee. So, well, it's
still coming out of the commission anyway.
Well, here's the thing. Like, yeah, but I would account for the broker fee to be able to pay for that.
Okay. So that being said, how much are we giving the real estate agent as a referral fee then?
Okay. So I'm not speaking from experience because I haven't set up a real estate agent referral source in a long time. However, people that I do know that do that, they will pay out, if they're only doing a referral fee, about $100 to $150 for the referrals. If they are captive agents or have agency contracts, like, you know, they're selling Safeco and the like, then they will do a gift card or potentially a percentage if they want to work it out that way. And I have heard even up to like $50. But gift cards apparently are a big deal, and or they take them out to dinner or they buy a lot of food for the staff.
Interesting. You know what? Next time we do a class, if we ever do that again, because, you know, you moved out of the state. Ah, the good old days. But if we ever do a class, remember that one question we asked everybody? How much you charge for a broker fee?
Yeah.
Ask people, how much you give for a referral fee?
How much do you get for a referral fee?
And then people start bringing some weird shit like, oh, well, it cannot exceed $100. It cannot be more than $200. My attorney said this and my blah, blah, blah said this. I don't honestly, and I have to do this. I have to look it up on the Department of Insurance website and see if there's any rule regulation on referral fee.
Okay. So we already know that agents will do what agents will do, because a lot of times they may establish themselves as a marketing company as well. And so they are paying for lead generation. You're paying for a lead. So you really have to understand how you want to establish that referral source relationship. Read whatever you want between the lines, but, you know, there has to be a clear-cut way that you are having that discussion with the person.
You got to be upfront.
Carlos, you know, in when it comes to Medicare, the Medicare world, you're not supposed to be paying people out left and right. Hell, you can't even like bring pie if it's over a certain amount of money, right? It's like, I don't really know. Regulated.
I mean, where'd you hear that from?
It's in one of the
know what? I know Medicare is really big on be careful on that stuff, like as far as, you know, referrals and all that stuff. I mean, I will
also find the jargon on that. I think it was on part of the test. I can't remember, but it was official.
And I get it. I mean, I get it on that part. But when you're working with a different professional, I guess, you know, the craziest part, and this, I mean, I ain't gonna lie, it happened to me years ago, right? And it's one of those things where, like, hey, we closed the house, great. And then the real estate agent rolls up, brand new Porsche, has a three-piece suit on, you know, that kind of guy, right? He shows up.
You know who we're talking about, you.
Right?
We're talking.
No, I was the insurance agent, remember?
No. I meant like whoever's listening to it.
Oh, yeah. What's his name? Yep. I remember.
You know who you are.
Yep. So he rolls up, right? And then it's like, I'm here for my check. I was like, all right, here you go. And he opens it up and he's like, what is this? I was like, it's a check. Well, why is it only, you know, $42? I was like, well, what do you think you were going to get? I was like, well, this was a blah, blah, blah house. It was worth this much. I was like, dude, the insurance is only this much. I think it was like $700 a year for it. I was like, what do you think the commission are on this? $700 a year? No. I mean, 10%, you're getting $70, dude.
Yeah.
It's just the look on their face. They're just so disappointed. You know, have you ever had a birthday where you're like ready to open this dope ass gift and you open it up and it's like not what you wanted? Or you got the fake shoes or you didn't get the shit you really wanted? That face. You put your head down. You're like, what's wrong? Nothing. What, you didn't like it? Yeah. It's like, dude, that's the exact same reaction they get because they're so disappointed. So you got to remember, real estate agents are so used to getting fat ass commissions when they sell a house. 3%. I know that's changing now and all that, but they're not used to the couple hundred dollars. They're used to some decent amount of commissions. And, you know, for them, they're like, dude, like, really? But I think all that could have been avoided if you were to be upfront in the beginning.
I don't know what you've recently heard, but I feel like the people that I talk to are pretty clear about how they're going to pay out. And many of them actually
how much
have
the
it,
amount yeah. is for per home.
I mean, they don't officially say this is what I pay out for home. This is what I pay out for auto. Most of them have like a what do you call it? Like an average they pay out. And a lot of times it is in gift cards or if they do it, it might be just maybe $50 straight, no matter what you send, or $100, no matter what you send. I haven't encountered too many that do tiers. And I would love to hear from agents if you do tiering, because let's say it's a trucking policy, you know, the whole shebang. It's just a full package trucking policy. And you're talking potentially hundreds of thousands of dollars in premium. And somebody referred that to you. Do you still pay them $100? Do you tier it
exactly
based on what you earned?
Well, you know what's the worst part of it? Is that let's say that, okay, you know, you sold a good policy, you made some and you gave them what, a gift card? Sure. Or you know, I've seen some people say, hey, I'll give you a referral fee, which let's be real, it comes out of the commission anyways. You got paid, you're gonna give them a little fee, whatever. One thing that sucks is like, what if there's a chargeback?
Mm-hmm. That money's
gone. Are you
gonna
go back to that person and be like, yo, you know that gift card I gave you?
No, that money's gone. I think that's why so many agents that I know, they pad the broker fee, like they put that into the broker fee. Because, you know, it's on top of the commission. But I get it. Like the people that are captive or have agency contracts, they don't have the luxury of charging a broker fee. And that's just not their business model. So if you are paying out referrals based on your commission, which I have done, like I worked for an agency where the referral source was sending us so much business and they were smart. They didn't do insurance, but they knew how it works. And they said, I want a piece of the commission. So not only were they getting a piece of the broker fee, they were getting a piece of the commission too. The accounting was a nightmare. I will advise to never do that unless you're going to have somebody who is going to be solely focused on how they're paying out those referral sources, because it's a mess. And it sucked because insurance, like high risk insurance, and there's a lot of cancellations, a lot of non-pay, a lot of chargebacks.
Yeah,
the agency lost a lot of money because of that.
Now keep in mind, it's hard to say, and it's just because, all right, we're talking about home and auto, right? So you do home and auto, you give them a referral fee. Should the fee be higher if someone's referring you a trucking, a work comp, or something bigger? I mean, what if they said, what if they sent you a, you know, a $200,000 premium account?
I think it's also up to the agent. Like, I would say this is my, you know, we pay out $100 for referrals. So anything you send me, you're going to get $100. And that's, I think for a lot of agencies, that's already on the high side. They're probably like, you're crazy. I do $20. I do Starbucks gift cards, whatever it is. This is what we do. And then now, you, the agency can decide if you want to give them more because it was a huge policy.
Now, I will tell you this. If you're giving it to the truck driver, to the real estate agent, to the non-insurance person, they'll be like, $100? Hell yeah. Here you go. Mm-hmm. Can I get my $100? But let's move the topic to a little different area. What if you actually talk to another insurance agent? You got to be ready with these conversations. Like, hey, yeah, I'll go ahead and send you a referral. Okay, we're going to pay you $100 per unit that you send us. Nah. $100?
Nah.
Like, dude, I already know how much this policy is. This policy is like $600,000 in annual premium. He has so many units. So you're telling me that you're going to give me $500 because there's five units? Dude, $500 compared to what you're going to make?
Yeah. But see, that is a, I have been solely talking about non-insurance folks referring, you know, so you're out of the insurance loop. You're real estate, you're, I don't know, loan officer, hell, you have a car wash, you know, whatever. You refer business to an agency. In that scenario, I recently referred one agency friend to another agency friend because they didn't have access for the commercial auto and that other friend did. And so they just worked out a split in commission. Like, that agency needs to know, you need to know what you're doing to do that.
Okay. So let's paint the scenario. Let's paint the scenario you're doing. So one agent contacted another agent, right? Because obviously the one agent didn't have the appointment and so forth. Okay. They're both licensed. So now we can start talking commission and we come to an agreed commission.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So here's where you have to be really, really careful. Okay. Now, if I have an agency and I pay Vera, you know, 50% of the, you know, of the commission, right? So the commission was 10 grand. She's going to get 5 grand. Now she's going to split. You got to remember this. If Vera talked to another agent, says, yeah, I'm going to send you this, Vera closed it. Vera needs to make aware to the other agent, like, hey, you got to remember, I don't get paid 100%. I only get paid what? 50%. So if you don't disclose that right away, you're telling the other agent that they're going to get 50% off, split with you 50%. So now the other agent thinks that they're going to get 50% from the agency, from me. And I'm like, hold up. I don't even pay Vera 100%. I pay her 50. So she's going to get 5 grand, not 10 grand. Because now the other agent's like, oh, $10,000 commission. I get half of that. That's 5 grand. So that's like one thing you guys got to pay attention to. Does that make sense or did I lose you?
I think it makes sense, but I would say that most of the situations that I've seen, it's from agency owner to agency owner, and they have very informed conversations.
Right. I can see the agency owner side of it, but sometimes these agents are working and doing their splits with other agents, which is not a bad thing.
So you're talking about internally, like independent contractors working for one agency and they're referring to each other?
Yeah, so let's just say you work in my agency, right? And you get paid 50% commission. All right, mm-hmm. Cool. And then, you know, Josh, who works for, you know, another agency, says, hey, we don't have a market, this and that. Vera, you know, we know each other. Can you help them out? Yeah, I'll write them up. And the guy says, well, how much are you going to pay me? Oh, we can split it. So the guy already thinks right off the bat, I'm getting half of the commission that gets paid out. Where he should understand that, like, hold on, Vera doesn't get 100%. She gets paid 50%.
Yeah.
So you're getting 50 of the 50.
But see, what's interesting, if
that's not disclosed, that's already going to be an issue between them two.
It is. But what's interesting, that's number one, is that that agency working for your make-believe agency, Carlos, that agent, they should, even though they're an independent contractor working, you know, utilizing or getting access to the carriers that you have, it should be disclosed somewhere, like, these are my referral sources, so that the person, I don't know, there should be some kind of guidance there where that independent contracted agent understands that if he's going to set up referral sources with other agencies, this is how you should be clear about it.
Agree. That's why we're having this podcast.
I know. I'm just saying, like, because most scenarios that I've never really dealt with that. I've only ever dealt with the agency owner talks to this agency owner. So agency owner A says, hey, I don't have that appointment. Can you help me out? Agency owner B. And agency owner B says, no problem. We're going to do this X, Y, Z. This is how we're going to split it. And it's a conversation at the top. And they tell their agents, you have to talk to this person. And those agents get paid the normal way they've always gotten paid. Like, right. It is what it is.
Right. And I agree. Now, moving forward, all agency owners or even agents, talk to your agency owner about this. Find out exactly what is the deal. What do we have to do? Now, I'm not saying people try to be sneaky, but what happens in these scenarios
is they do try to be sneaky.
Okay. They are going to be sneaky. Okay. But here's the thing. No, I'm going to tell you a scenario how it happens because, you know, not four years ago.
I want to say four like scores. Ago, I said, right?
Of course, an Oregon thing there. Okay. So, okay,
first of all, that is something you learned. It was on Kindergarten Cop.
Okay. Okay, kindergarten cop, and everybody remembers it from that. I get it, okay? Yes, you live in an area where great movies were filmed. I get it, okay? So, happened 10 years ago, or plus, I can't remember. Here's the thing. An agent in the agency goes to a family barbecue, meets another agent. It's like, oh, yeah, I work for, you know, Allstate, or I work for this company. Oh, okay. And they just get a good vibe, start talking. It's like, hey, you know what? Sometimes I get a client I can't write. I'll send them your way. Now, the agent comes back to his office doing this. He gets a call and be like, hey, I got a lead for you. All right, cool. So we cool if I send it to you, contact the client, you do your thing, and you close it. We split it. Sure. See, that's, and that agent, in his mind, he's like, now I got a referral source that's going to be sending me business. Not the agency, but sending me. Yes, you work for the agency. And that's just how things start happening because
yeah.
No one's really aware of what the process is. Now, here's another one, okay? Let's just say, okay, you guys talk about the split. Here's what you guys need to understand is that should you collect a W-9 for the person you're sending a split to?
Ooh, that's a good question. I would say yes.
Of course. Here's the thing. If I'm getting $5,000 commission, I'm going to give you $2,000 or $2,500. Mm-hmm. I'm going to eat the whole tax. Hell no. Now, not many agents are aware of it. So agency owners, if you guys are doing this, teach your people and make sure you tell them, like, hey, I'll pay you, but you got to send me your W-9. Well, why? Because I'm going to 1099 your ass at the end of the year because, hey, you're getting paid. Why should I be paying the taxes? You know what I'm saying? That's just, and I see some agents out there, they don't do that. They just say, here you go. I'll Zelle you. I was like, cool. He got taken care of, but you just, someone's got to pay the taxes on it, dude. And why are you going to pay him half and then still pay the taxes on it?
Yeah, that is so. Look, this is a podcast that just says it as it is. All of you out there,
was I too transparent, too blunt?
No, what I'm saying is, I'm going to reaffirm this is Insurance After Dark. This is In Vino Veritas without the vino, okay? Because it's you don't need to be drinking every day. The point is,
well, agree to disagree.
That's right. In Europe, you have like a beer or a glass of wine for your health, for your cataracts. That's right. So there are so many of you agency owners out there that have what you think is a 1099. Well, you claim it's a 1099, but technically they basically work for you. Let's just put it out there. And you kind of treat them as an employee, even though you really shouldn't. So do yourselves a favor and put some general guidelines out there for anybody working in your agency or with your agency that they have access to. If they are your employees, they should be mandatory. If they are not, they should at least be aware that if they wanted to get some education around certain information, it is accessible for them there. If they wanted to attend a workshop or a meeting that you're going to put together to talk about how to handle splits with other agents, they should attend. Or maybe it's a pre-recording that you email to them, whatever you need to do, because if they're associated with you in any way, shape, or form, at the end of the day, it's going to come back to you. Somebody's going to get pissed off because they didn't get paid, and you don't want to get a shitty review because of something your agent did. You don't want to get an angry other agency, or that agency owner calls you and says, hey, where's the rest of our money? And you're like, what do you mean? You know, just have open communication, because even if they are an independent contractor with you, somebody's doing the books, somebody's paying that contractor. So you see money coming in. What they do with that money and how they distribute it afterwards is really not on you. But if a phone call comes in, how are you going to handle it? Just a little bit of oversight. A little bit of oversight is what's needed.
I agree. And there's some really cool agents out there. Not saying that not. Well, you know what? Nah, some of them are not cool. But there's some agents out there that are cool. And I always see them always try to do the best and make people happy. And it's cool, you know? Like, oh, I'm going to pay the real estate guy. I'm going to pay the accountant all this money. I'm going to give them half of the commission. And I don't even really care what you do with your money. You might not even call it commission. You might just say it's a referral. This guy's been sending me business. Great. But you got to take certain things in consideration. Guys, look, we've been through a lot of different scenarios here, a lot of different ones. And all we can do is tell you straight up how it is. You can take it, do your own thing, take it as like, okay, I'm going to learn from his mistake and make sure I don't do it or it doesn't that big of a deal. One of the ones that I always tell people is that if you split a deal and you split the commission, we'll go back to the number. The 5,000, you split it, 2,500. Great. Here's a 1099. Cool. Now you have to take one last consideration, and this is what I'll leave my last part on this, is that what if there's a chargeback? Now you got to go pay bill collector to the person that, hey, dude, the policy got canceled. So you know that money? Can you pay it back? What do you think that person's going to tell you? Sure, the money's just been sitting here. I don't need it. They've already spent it. Well, when do I have to pay it back? Do I need to pay it all back? Well, I mean, I don't know how your agency works, but dude, that's $2,500 now you got to pay back.
And it's the fact is, you're not going to get that money back. And you shouldn't
that person's
be
like, oh, I'll call you back. And then when you call them, you've reached the number that has been disconnected.
You shouldn't even be asking for that money back. That money was that you decided to do it that way. That money's gone.
Exactly. And I'll tell you what happened to me. I mean, that right there, it happened to me before years ago. And when I started getting some huge deals and
he's
I was splitting
last week, I'm sad.
It wasn't last week.
Okay? I know. It was years ago.
No, it wasn't. It was four. No, I'm just kidding.
Four score. Right?
It was a long time ago. But here's the other one, though. I started learning where I started getting some decent commissions back in the days where the person was in insurance, too. So they were like, well, what's my split? You know what I started doing? I says, well, look, here's the deal. And if you don't want to work with me like that no more, it's cool. I understand. But I'm going to pay you a portion. And every month, I'm going to keep paying you a portion. As long as the client keeps the policy in the books, I'll keep paying you a portion. So, yeah, it was pay as earned commission.
Yeah.
Oh, why? Because I don't know you like that, dude. Like, what if they cancel? Like, man, I ain't going to go looking for you. And are you going to pay me back? Probably not. You can just disappear. Like, I don't know you like that. I mean, no. So, and some people weren't cool with it. I was like, all right, well, you know, you can take it somewhere else. I just don't want to deal with the headaches. One thing is that you have to pay. It's like paying the whole bill at a restaurant. Like, what the hell? Everybody ate and I got stuck with the bill?
What our last guest on the last episode, our guest said, not all money is good money. So, like, if somebody's not cool with how you want to break down your referral payout, then let them walk. And you bring up such a great point. I think that there are
I always do.
I should. As soon as I freaking said that, I was like, I'm going to regret saying that. a lot of agents, you get so excited to establish a referral source. You get so excited that money's coming in and you give too much of it away. I know the agencies that I've worked at in the past, like we were guilty of doing that in the beginning because we really wanted those sources. And as soon as we establish it, the thing is, if you go in too high, you can never go back down. Because if you go down, they're going to be like, we're going to find another agency that'll match it. And exactly. So you really have to find a sweet spot and figure out what works for you. And by all means, be careful and don't give away all your money. No amount of referral sources is worth it.
Give them an IUU. I owe you.
but you know, no. You got to grow your business too, right? Yeah. Like think about other ways that you can pay out, especially in the beginning. You know, if you are charging broker fee, can you put it into the broker fee? If you are going to do the commission, I think your idea of doing like pay as earned, that's brilliant. Like another business owner will understand it. A non-insurance person might be like, no, dude, you may as well just give me an Amazon gift card or something. You know, like there's so many different ways of doing it. Talk to your peers. Hell, call us. If you think you know, our scenarios are not realistic. I don't know what to tell you because we only ever talk about realistic stuff that has happened to us or we've heard, but we want to hear about what's happened to you. And if you have some crazy ass referral source scenario, or if you have found like the best way to approach this, let us know. Not one size fits all. We know that, but we would love to hear from you because we want to be able to share these ideas, like help out your fellow agents.
It's really like, critical. What are you guys doing? Are you guys, I mean, any type of scenario, referrals can work all kinds of different ways.
Yeah.
I mean, are you guys exchanging services? I mean, you guys can take that however you guys want because I'm not sure. I'm just saying, you know, I don't know. I don't know what other business you're working with, but whatever. It is what it is. Just let us know. Keep us posted. It's always good to know your drama sometimes, I guess. But for the most part, just keep in mind all these different things we talked about, guys. Do you have anything else?
No.
All right.